You're listening to SBS News.
Hundreds are expected to return home after weeks of quarantine on the Diamond cruise ship in Japan's Yokohama Harbour, the most infectious site outside of China. Almost 200 Australians will be flown from the ship to Darwin to be quarantined for another 14 days. The total number of cases on board the ship has risen to 542, 88 of whom were confirmed within the last 24 hours, and 30 of whom are Australian citizens. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the evacuees will be screened for coronavirus five times between departing Japan and arriving in Australia.
At the moment, the flight is scheduled for Wednesday. The precise time has been determined with the Japanese authorities, which will mean they should arrive here either Wednesday night or Thursday morning, depending on when the departure is being completed from the ship.
About 15 Australians will remain behind in Japan to be with family members who have contracted the coronavirus. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said it was the decision of those individuals to stay on board the ship in Yokohama.
It's 15 precisely, and the predominant reason for that is that they are staying in many cases with family members who have actually contracted the virus and are receiving medical attention in Japan. We have over 30 Australians who've contracted the virus who are on the Diamond Princess. So that is the predominant reason, overwhelmingly, for those 15 people who won't be on that plane today. But the good news is we will be bringing them home.
Meanwhile, the quarantine period for the second group of Australians evacuated to Christmas Island from Wuhan is expected to end. In China, 1,886 new cases and 98 more deaths have been recorded, raising the total to over 2,000 and cases to over 74,000. Thousands of sick people continue to seek treatment in Wuhan, the centre of the outbreak, daily. World Health Organization Head of Emergencies, Dr. Mike Ryan, is supporting the country's internal travel ban.
So they're taking very directed measures to ensure that people returning to the city are observed and monitored. Now, you can argue whether those measures are excessive or whether they're restrictive on people, but there's a lot at stake here. There's an awful lot at stake here in terms of public health and in terms of not only the public health of China, but of all people in the world.
But travel restrictions are impacting China's economy. Chinese ambassador to the UK, Liu Xiaoming, says he hopes progress will allow travel plans to resume soon.
There will be an impact on the economy. Yes, there will be some impact, and also because of the reduction of the travel restriction in some parts of China. But I think the impact are short-term and temporary.
Outside China, there have been 827 cases of the disease and five deaths, half of which were from the Diamond Princess cruise. The outbreak has affected worldwide growth and corporate profits, with oil prices tumbling and equity markets sliding after Apple Incorporated issued a revenue warning due to the disruption to global supply chains. However, across the globe, hundreds of evacuees are heading home after weeks of quarantine. China evacuee Lou Powells says her quarantine experience in San Diego was smooth.
I'm looking forward to seeing my baby boy. You know, I haven't seen him for like 2 months, so we are really excited. And we all so appreciate everything they are doing and doing for us.
China's National Health Commission says the country has seen record lows of new confirmed cases and new deaths since December last year. But World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says any apparent trend must be interpreted very cautiously. Many enterprises have reopened their plants and research and development centres in China, showing confidence in the country's efforts to contain the epidemic. Julia Karkatzel, SBS News.